One of the world's most wired countries has been hit by a wave of cyber attacks, setting off alarms that other countries could be vulnerable to a frightening new form of warfare. The country under attack is Estonia, a tiny Baltic nation that's a member of NATO. Since coming out from under Soviet domination, Estonia has become a leader in computer technology. Since late April, hackers have been jamming the websites of the Estonian government and the nation's newspapers, political parties, and banks. The cyber crisis began while Estonia and Russia were in the middle of a political crisis, sparked by Estonia's decision to remove a Soviet war memorial from a central square in its capital. This led to a blockade of the Estonian embassy in Moscow and Russian threats to Estonia's oil supply. Ian Trainer has been reporting on the cyber scuffle for The Guardian. He joins us from Brussels. Tell us what happened. How did these cyber attacks unfold?
Well, these are so-called DDoS attacks, which I'm no computer expert myself, but apparently this means a denial of service attacks whereby hundreds of thousands of messages are sent to websites. Very, very intensive bombardment. It basically jams them, disables them, incapacitates them, and makes them unavailable for legitimate users. So this has been going on for the past 3 weeks in Estonia, and they seem to be subsiding at the moment, but they were still raging earlier this week. They've been coming from hundreds of thousands, Estonians say from over a million computers all over the world, everywhere from Vietnam to Brazil. The Estonians say that they could identify, at the beginning of the wave of attacks, they could identify the IP addresses, the internet provider addresses, from some of the places that the attacks were emanating from, and these were primarily from Russia and some of them indeed from so-called Russian state institutions.
And how have the Russians responded?
The Russians have responded by saying, basically, prove it, denying that they've had anything much to do with it. But at the same time, they've been neither deploring it or been doing anything that is known to suppress it, if it is indeed happening from within Russia.
Just how sophisticated are these attacks? I mean, can you, by recognizing what is going on, make a connection that this has to be some sort of concerted effort that's coming from, say, a government office? Or could this just be bored teenagers?
It could indeed be bored teenagers, but certainly on the scale that it's been happening, as I say, I'm far from a computer expert, but from the people that I've been speaking to, the cyber terrorism experts at NATO headquarters, for example, they say that it's quite easy to track who's responsible for this kind of thing, and they're also saying that something on this scale is definitely orchestrated, coordinated, and it was quite systematically directed at Estonian state institutions, the presidency, every government ministry, news organizations, the two biggest banks, and so on and so forth. And they see that there's a system operating here, and they think that it is definitely not random.
What are the implications of a cyber attack of this scope and size? NATO has sent cybersecurity experts to Estonia, a member country. NATO has made cyber defense a priority. Does NATO consider these attacks a form of aggression?
They don't really have any rules yet. I mean, they have the Prague summit of NATO leaders in 2002 agreed to establish a unit specializing in cyber terrorism. Clearly, there are implications here. The Estonians themselves are saying, what is the difference between a missile attack on an airfield and a cyber attack on your communication systems? I think that the impact of this episode has been to concentrate minds and give everyone a wake-up call. And in fact, next month, there will be a meeting of NATO officials, and cyber terrorism and cyber warfare, so to speak, will be one of the main items that they'll be discussing.
Ian Trainer is a correspondent with The Guardian newspaper in Brussels. Thank you for speaking with us.
No problem. Thanks very much.